the pro meat crowd is very pro meat. The vegetarian vegan crowd is very vegetarian vegan. And those of us in the middle are kind of like, yeah, we can see both sides of the argument. But ultimately, I think you got to find out what works best for you. Episode 256 of the Diz Runs With podcast is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip, you are what you eat. Hey guys, no sponsor for today's episode, but I am going to ask one favor. If we haven't connected on social media yet, please connect with me. I always love to hear from you guys. Would love to hear what you think of the show. So shoot me a tweet, shoot me a comment on Instagram, whatever platform your most preferred platform happens to be. Please find me and connect me and say hi. Whether it's Facebook, Pinterest, I mean, I'm pretty much all over the place. My two favorites are definitely Twitter and Instagram. But I love to connect and hear from you guys on whatever avenue is best for you. So if you haven't reached out, said hey, and you're on social media, I'd love to just connect and give a, you know, have a chance to actually thank you individually for taking the time to listen to the show. It means a lot. And if you'd rather go through email, you can do that too, dizruns@gmail.com. So today I want to get into a topic that, we talk about food and we talk about fueling and nutrition a lot in the running community, but more often than not, and certainly been guilty of this on the podcast and on the website, of focusing primarily on, you know, in-race nutrition, in-race fueling, potentially the night before, the morning of, and on rare occasions, kind of, you know, after the race, kind of that recovery fueling, recovery food. But one thing that I really haven't talked much about is kind of just overall eating philosophy, overall diet. Does it matter? Is it important? First and foremost, I guess, I do want to make it clear that I'm not a nutritionist, although that doesn't mean I don't know a few things about food and nutrition. That's kind of one of my go-to spots when it comes to recertification and the continued education, you know, requirements that I have for my athletic training and my strength and conditioning certifications. I'm always interested in food science, and just from a passion on my own side of things and wanting to learn and wanting to be healthier, I believe in the power of food. But anything that I'm saying can't be taken as gospel because I don't have, you know, the credentials. So keep that in mind. But I think that general nutrition is overlooked, in that a lot of us feel like, hey, because I ran, I can, you know, eat an extra bowl of ice cream, or I can, you know, whatever, have an extra helping, or get the appetizer with my dinner. And I don't want this to come across like I'm a killjoy. I don't want to come across as saying that you can't enjoy life and enjoy a good meal and enjoy, you know, a treat. But those things need to be somewhat in moderation, somewhat reserved for special occasions, especially if you're really focused on, you know, improving and reaching your maximum potential. You know, if your goal, if you run to maintain, you know, to be active, to maybe maintain a healthy weight, and you know, you're okay kind of not scratching the surface, you know, or doing much more than scratching the surface of your ability, you're not trying to push yourself, you don't have big time goals that you're pushing towards, then you know, that's okay. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. But if you're someone that's really trying to get to a high level, if you're really trying to push yourself, you know, like I'm trying to knock an hour off of my marathon time so I can qualify for Boston. Like, that won't happen if I'm just eating junk outside of the race, you know, outside of the week before the race. Like, that type of commitment that I'm going to need to get to my ultimate, I mean, one of my ultimate running goals, is going to require some discipline on the nutrition front starting now. And it may still take me several years to get to that point of qualifying for Boston, but if I'm not eating well now, if I'm not eating healthy foods, if I'm not controlling my portions and saying no to dessert once in a while, it's just going to make it harder. I'm just weighing myself down literally and figuratively. You know, even if I don't gain any weight, I'm not giving my body that extra fuel or that quality fuel. You know, when it comes to food and nutrition, one of the analogies I like to give is, you know, think of, you know, I'm in Florida, so I think of NASA. You know, you think of a spaceship. You know, spaceship isn't fueled by you know, the E85 that you get at the gas station. You know, rocket fuel is rocket fuel. There's a reason that they use that, the highest quality fuel possible, is to get the maximum bang for the buck, for, you know, maximum power output for each gallon or liter or molecule of fuel even. And I think that applies to us. I mean, if we're eating the highest quality foods, which let's be honest, it's impossible, virtually impossible to be perfect, to always eat nothing but the freshest, you know, farm to table or, you know, grow your own absolute organic. Like it's virtually impossible to do that. But if you're eating more often than not, and by more often, I don't mean like 51-49, I mean like 80-85% of the time, eating as healthy as possible, you know, the local stuff, the fresh stuff, organics, you know, your meats and your animal products being as high quality, as free range, as hormone and antibiotic free as you can. I just believe, and I am in my experience, I feel better. I feel that our bodies are able to process that kind of food better and create fewer waste products, inflammatory responses inside of our gut and inside of our body. Because let's be honest, the breakdown of food is an inflammatory response. You know, we're so worried about anti-inflammatories for muscle tears and aches and pains and things like that. The most inflammatory thing that we do on a daily basis is eat. So if you're eating higher quality foods, the amount of internal inflammation is reduced. It's not going to be it's not going to be, you know, eliminated, but you're cutting some of that down, which is going to help our bodies to recover from our runs, to build muscle, to, you know, to do all of the daily functions that we need, which is going to allow us to run better. So I'm not here to try to tell you that you can't have a piece of cake on your birthday, that you can't indulge in a bowl of ice cream once in a while, that you can't have a drink before bed if that's your thing. I mean, shoot, I do all of those things, but I don't do all of those things at once. I don't do all of those things every night. You know, I try to find a balance. I try to find, you know, I try to make sure that most of the stuff that I do is healthy. So, you know, and I also need to be willing to try different things. And if you head over to the show notes for today's episode, dizruns.com/256, in the post that goes with this episode, I kind of have highlighted some of the quote unquote rules that I live by when it comes to my diet. But one of the things that I want to stress, and for the last minute or two here, or two of the things, I guess, that I want to stress. One, there is no best, at least I don't believe that there's any one, this is the best thing you can do. Like if you want to eat meat, I think you can eat very healthily sourced meats that are, you know, raised well and yada, 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 all the, you know, hormone free, organic. And like I said, I mean, you know, free range and grass fed and all that stuff, I think is important. And I think the quality is better. I think it's worth the price. But it, you know, if you're like me, like I am unwilling to give up meat completely. I'm unwilling to be a vegetarian or a vegan, but that doesn't mean that eating maybe a little bit less meat and a few more plants isn't good for me, you know, and it's something that I've been trying to do. But like I said, if you go to the show notes, dizruns.com/256, you can find what I'm doing. And the other big thing is to be willing to experiment. You know, don't be afraid to eat a little bit less meat, or don't be afraid to, you know, try different pre-race meals or to eat differently throughout the week, or to hydrate more, to just continually try to tweak and just see. You know, we're all an experiment of one when it comes to our training, when it comes to our diet, when it comes to how much sleep we need. Like all of those things play a factor. And if you're continually tweaking and continually trying to improve each element of the equation, it's going to result in improved performance on race day. It's going to result in improved training conditions on a regular basis, on a daily basis, that you're, you know, 3, 4, 5 times a week, however often you're running. It's going to help you improve there, which again, that's going to improve, show up in an improvement on race day. So there's so many things we can do, and I definitely believe that diet is one of them. So Ryan, shout out to you for kind of posing this question and asking me to maybe expouse on it. I hope I use that word in the proper context, but to explain a little bit, to talk about food outside of just the race day perspective. It was a little bit more challenging than I thought it was going to be, but it's a good discussion to have, and I'd love to hear everybody's thoughts on this. You know, what do you do when it comes to outside of quote unquote running nutrition? What's your daily food intake like? You know, no right answer, no wrong answer. I'm not going to shame you if you don't think you're doing quote unquote the right things, but let's start that conversation and hopefully we can all kind of learn from each other and improve and get better with the food choices we're making. And maybe that'll help us on the roads and trails this summer and beyond as well. So that's it for today, but I'd love to hear from you guys at DizRuns on the Twitter, DizRuns@gmail.com in the email box, and over at the show notes, DizRuns.com/256. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know what role you think that food plays in your performance, and what you do to try to get the most out of the things that you eat. So with that, thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for putting up with me and hopefully starting that conversation. It's something it's kind of it can be dicey. You know, the pro meat crowd is very pro meat. The vegetarian vegan crowd is very vegetarian vegan. And those of us in the middle are kind of like, yeah, we can see both sides of the argument. But ultimately I think you got to find out what works best for you. And there's a lot of factors to that equation. And that's why it's a touchy subject, but I'm okay with you know, starting the conversation and letting the chips fly and see where they land. So let's talk. I'd love to hear your thoughts. DizRuns.com/256. And I'm going to stop rambling now. So thanks for listening, guys. Hope you have a great weekend. If you're listening to this on Friday or whatever day you're listening to, have a great rest of the day. And we'll talk to you again real soon.
See ya.